This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Doug Bell, longtime analyst on the PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ. What's up, Doug? How are you?
Guys, how's my favorite show doing in D.C.? Are you guys hanging in there okay?
We're doing all right, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, we're glad it's Masters Week.
For some of us, yeah, favorite week of the year. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's incredible, guys. You know, and it's funny, and I say this because my season started in Hawaii, right, which was a phenomenal trip, Maui, then Honolulu. You come to California, which is really cool, temperature especially. Then you come to Florida, where I grew up, and it's like, this is awesome. But when you get to the Masters, it's the total reset. The beginning of the season has been great, but as you guys have so eloquently described, now that we're here at Augusta, man, it's time to get serious now. This is fun.
All right, so the weather. Let's just talk about the weather for the week. Is it supposed to be perfect all 4 days?
Well, today is going to be phenomenal. Monday was a complete washout. In fact, I stayed in San Antonio an extra day because I wanted to watch the championship game, which turned out to be really terribly exciting. Got in yesterday, and the weather was just glorious and did some work. And did a little shopping too, by the way. Bought some things.
Hold on, the merch tent. Give us the breakdown.
Yeah.
What's new in the collection?
Well, got to get a new T-shirt every year, guys. Right.
Okay. Right.
And it's funny because I go through the airport wearing a Masters T-shirt, and invariably people are like, "Oh, so you went to the Masters?" I'm like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Wow, that's really cool." So no, I get a new T-shirt every year with a new year on it. I'm not a big hat guy, but I always buy a new hat. And so like at home, you know, my wife is like, "Why do you buy these hats and never wear them?" And I'm like, "Well, because it's the Masters, you know,
you just feel like you have to. Yeah.
What other reason do you need?" No, but it's fun. And it is like Disney World, when you go through the line and it's kind of like a maze, you go down and back and down and back. And that's how they have it set up. It isn't just like a mass, let's jam in. They have it all organized, which is really nice. And the cool thing about the hats, guys, there must be 60 to choose from. And so they're all up on the wall, and you just tell the lady or the guy, "Hey, I want number 60. Like, "All right." And they just go underneath, pull out 60. "What else you need?" I'm like, "Well, how about 45? And so, no, it's as you would expect being at the Masters. Everything's very organized. And it's unlike really any other tournament.
Have you had the new tomato sandwich or whatever?
Yeah, tomato pie.
Yeah, have you had that?
You sampled?
I have not had that. You know, it's funny. I think I was on with you guys last year. And again, one of those questions, "Hey, do you ever have the pimento cheese sandwich?" I'm like, "No, I'm not a big pimento cheese guy." The barbecue sandwiches are really good. But no, I don't. A lot of that stuff I don't partake. The tomato sandwich does not interest me in the least.
Right. All right, so this year is a little different. Rory's coming in, like many previous years, you know, he's got high expectations. I feel bad for him. You can almost look at him and just see the weight of the world on his shoulders. I know he's trying to not, you know, lock in on it, but you just see the weight of the world on. He's playing well, so that's good. You know, I know he's worked on and off with Bob Rutella for years. Maybe finally something will kick in. Do you think what's held him back is maybe the course isn't quite built for him the way we thought it was, or is it simply just a mental hurdle that's kind of held him back?
I think it's a mental thing. He obviously, he has other prerequisites. He hits it a country mile, which you have to now. This golf course stretches about 7,600 yards, guys.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. That's a long golf course. Hits those towering iron shots, which you guys hear all the time. He's top 10 strokes gain, tee to green, which you have to have. Short game is okay. I think if there's one area that maybe holds him back a little is, again, the short game here is, it's different because the greens are the most complicated. I mean, they're so severe, so complicated, the fastest they play in the world every year. And maybe that holds him back a little bit. But you nailed it at the beginning. This 1,000-pound gorilla is on his shoulders. That's all anybody asked him yesterday in the media room, among some other crazy questions. But he's trying to deflect those questions. And you mentioned Bob Rotella. He talked about him yesterday. And I think Dr. Rotella, there's 100 guys who've worked with him, and he does amazing work. But, you never hear – I never heard Jack Nicklaus say, hey, I've been working with a sports psychologist. I never heard Tiger say, I've been working with, the greats of the game. And he's one of the greats of the modern era. But when they start getting into that psychology thing, it worries me. And I'm just afraid he's going to fall in that same camp. Mm. Tom Weisskopf finished second four times. Of course, Jack beat him all four times. Greg Norman could never win.
So built for it, too. I just can't believe he never pulled it off.
Same scenario. Yeah. It's almost a mirror thing. So it would be fantastic. I love him. I think he's really great for the sport. He's articulate, an incredible interview. And he's been around a long time, guys. When you see him take his hat off and he's got that silver in the side of his hair, I'm like, what? Wasn't I here just yesterday when he was like a teenager?
Right.
But now he's like, a guy who has a daughter who is growing up and he's been through a lot in his personal life and very successful. That's the thing. That's the point that I always tell people. These guys, it's generational wealth. I mean, Rory is close to being a billionaire if he's not there already. And that's why these guys from LIV, they have all this money. And I just think it takes away from your competitive edge. Although you'll say, hey, well, Rory played great. He won at Pebble and he won the Players. Yes, because he is so good. he's so good at what he does, but I just think when it comes to doing what Jack did or Tiger or some of the other guys, listen, only five guys have won all four.
Yeah.
And, so it's hard to do, and I'm not sure he's going to pull it off.
All right, let's talk a little bit of wagering here.
Yeah.
All right, so just talking about Rory, last year he finished 22nd, missed the cut the year before that. But he doesn't have a ton of top fives in his, 15, 16 years he's played there, but he's got a bunch of top tens.
Bunch of backdoor top tens.
Yeah, so if I can parlay Scheff and McIlroy to finish top 10, it'll pay me plus 145, all right? I feel much better about Scheff, but you got to lay 230 to win 100 for him to finish in the top 10.
Rory, he has to play great, though. Great, great. Not like,
You mean recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's 1-2.
Yeah.
So McIlroy's minus 140 to finish top 10. Anyway, if I parlay Scheff and McIlroy to both finish top 10 plus 145, do you like that wager?
I love it. I love it.
Maybe I'll get in on that.
Regardless of what I said about Rory a moment ago, I don't think he's going to win.
Right.
But, he is so good. And Scotty is number one for a reason. If you look at it analytically, his game is just – it's like he checks every single box when he comes to Augusta. That's why he's won two of the last three.
Mm-hmm.
I like both of those guys finishing top 10. And you're talking about come Sunday when CBS puts up that leaderboard, will Scotty and Rory's name be on that first page? I think so.
Okay.
In fact, I have no doubt. And Scotty, listen, I was with him in Houston, guys, and he hasn't won. I get it. He started slow because of the injury at Christmas. But – at Houston, I saw the guy. I was like, okay, he's there. And he feels – and he was not cocky. It just – he has that air about him. Like, okay, he loves where the game is. And he's kind of had that air about him yesterday in the media center. Again, he's not a cocky guy.
Right.
But I just – he was like, wow, this guy feels it. He feels really good. Whereas, like, Xander Schauffele in his media conference, it was kind of like, I don't know where I am. I think I'm good. I think I'm playing good. Hope I am.
Uh-huh.
So I just, you hear that, at least I do. I'm around these guys, interview them quite a bit. I think Scotty's in a really good spot. But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, both those guys, the parlay top 10, I like it.
All right, give us a couple plays before we let you go that you really like.
Well, I think Oberg is a guy at 14 to 1. If you go down the line, you know, I really like him.
By the way, he's plus three. He's plus 360 to finish top five.
Yeah, no, I think Oberg is perfect for the Masters. I think he's going to win multiple Masters when all is said and done. Here's the guy I really like, guys. Seth Strzok at the beginning of the week was 60 to 1. Now he's like 55 to 1. So people are starting to put a little money on this guy. And I'm talking about the winner. I know you guys are doing parlays, et cetera.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on Sepp Straka. He won the American Express earlier this year. He's won three times in the last 3 years. He's off the charts. When you're 55 to 1, you're not on the radar screen for the gamblers, even though his odds are going down. I just keep an eye on Sepp Straka. You know, the other one was about the LIV guys, and I think it mentioned, where was it? I wrote that down because I knew I was coming on with you guys. I thought this was, well, this was a good bet. Will Jordan Spieth, DJ, and Sergio all make the cut?
Okay.
I might go no on that.
Jordan, yes. I'm not sure about the other two guys.
Yeah.
So
I haven't followed DJ on LIV. I don't know how he's played.
Mediocre. Well, and see, that's the thing, guys. People are asking me about – I don't think a LIV player will finish top 10.
Even Rahm?
I don't think John Rahm. And here's the deal with Rahm. I think the world of John Rahm, and he is a talented guy. And after this week, guys, he's going to, unless he wins or something, he's going to fall out of the top 80 in the world. He's 80th right now in the world rankings. Is that possible?
Yeah, he was asking the media that the other day.
Well, they did kind of making fun of the rankings.
Yeah.
Well, but he comes in yesterday going, hey, I'm playing really well. If not for a couple of bad swings at Doral last week, I think I would have been there. He finishes tied for ninth at LIV. On a Doral event. And again, keep in mind, guys, and I tell people this all the time, LIV golf compared to the PGA Tour, these are not PGA Tour setups. The greens aren't that fast. Right. The hole locations aren't as difficult. There's only 54 guys. There's no cut, on and on and on and on and on. I don't know where any of these LIV guys are from a competitive standpoint. And DeChambeau, this guy's having so much fun on social media and breaking the bank. I mean, he's making more money on YouTube than you could possibly imagine. And I think his focus is more there. That's all he talked about in the media room yesterday, was his YouTube channel and social media and this and that. So I just don't – and it's taken me – I said this for 3 years, and people have gotten all over me, like, you're crazy. The LIV guys are as good as anybody. I don't believe it.
Really?
I don't think they're as competitively sharp compared to the guys in the PGA Tour. I know they're not as competitively sharp as Scotty and Rory and Colin Morikawa.
Well, Bryson won the U.S. Open last year.
I know, but that was an anomaly, guys. Did you see how many fairways he missed? Sure you saw
it. Yeah.
And he just kept hacking it out of the weeds, getting it up on the green. I don't know how he did it. I think that was just the perfect scenario where the course set up for his wildness. Now, listen, yesterday, the other thing I'll tell you on the range, they have TrackMan set up on every guy. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the media center, that is the coolest thing, right? He was carrying his drive yesterday, 288. The carry.
Mm.
And then I was looking at Jordan Spieth, and his carry was 259.
Mm-hmm.
And he hits it a long way. So I'm thinking, so Bryson is carrying it 288, and then you have the rollout, and Jordan's carrying it 259 with a rollout. I mean, that's,
big
to me,
difference.
That's kind of like, big oh, difference. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference. So anyway.
All right, Doug, we got to go near the top of the hour. Thanks, man. We're going to place a lot of wagers this week.
Play the music, Cakes.
Have fun down there.
Send them out.
Have fun.
Bye.
See you, bud.
That's Doug Bell. As we talk a little Masters, we're going to talk more with Dennis Paulson,
Carl Paulson.
Carl Paulson. I keep saying,
how about you cross his name out?
I did on the other one. I did on this one. Not on that one. All right, Carl Paulson's going to join us talk some
golf. No relation to Grant.
Joining us at 9:25, plus Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.